Welcome to Bible Adventures. Help for today, hope for tomorrow.
Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of all. No sin is too big, no problem too small. Jesus is Lord of all.
Towards the end of King Solomon's reign in Israel, one of Solomon's officials, called Jeroboam, became a problem for Solomon. Initially, Jeroboam was both a mighty man of valor and a good worker, so Solomon put Jeroboam in charge of the laborers from the tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh, who were all descendants from Jacob's son Joseph. One day, God sent the prophet Ahijah to meet Jeroboam in a field outside the walls of Jerusalem when no one else was around. The prophet was wearing a new cloak when he met Jeroboam. This he tore into 12 pieces before giving 10 of the pieces to Jeroboam. Ahijah then explained to Jeroboam that it was the Lord's decision to divide Israel into two and give Jeroboam 10 of the 12 tribes to rule over, for Solomon and his people had forsaken the Lord by worshipping other pagan gods instead of him. From this account, we can see that many of the Israelites had followed Solomon's example, and they too were now worshipping the pagan gods that Solomon's foreign wives had introduced. Ahijah told Jeroboam that in accordance with the Lord's word to Solomon, the 10 tribes wouldn't be taken from Solomon during his lifetime, but instead from his son Rehoboam. Rehoboam would be left with only the 2 tribes of Judah and Simeon to rule, although most of the small number of people in Simeon had either integrated with Judah by that point or moved north to join the 10 northern tribes of Israel, which just left the tribe of Judah in the southern region. Jeroboam was told that he would be king over Israel, which would now be the 10 northern tribes. But Ahijah also made it clear that the same covenant conditions that had applied to Solomon would now apply to Jeroboam. In this, God promised Jeroboam that if he walked in God's ways and did what was right in God's sight, then God would make Jeroboam's kingship into a ruling dynasty, just as he had done for Solomon's father, King David. When Solomon somehow found out about Jeroboam's plan to rule over the northern tribes, he decided to kill him. When Jeroboam heard this, he fled to Egypt, where he stayed until Solomon died. In today's Bible adventure, Solomon's son Rehoboam has been declared the next king of Israel, and Rehoboam addresses the people of the northern tribes at the historic city of Shechem, where his grandfather David had been anointed as king.
Son of Solomon, I am now king of Israel. You are come here to Shechem to proclaim and crown me as your king. I shall be a good king, doing at all times the will of you, my people. Therefore, if there is anything that my father, King Solomon, did that you want changed, send a delegation and I shall consider the matter. Your name, I believe, is Jeroboam.
It is, Your Majesty.
You led a revolt against my father and fled to Egypt.
Well, yes, Your Majesty. But the people of Israel sent for me, and I come before you representing them. They asked me to say unto thee, O king, thy father made our yoke grievous. Now, therefore, make thou the grievous service and the yoke lighter, and we will serve thee all the days of thy life.
That's a fair enough request. Just give me 3 days to consider it. Come again at the end of 3 days, and I will give you my answer.
Thank you, Your Majesty. Long live the king.
Scribe, send for the wise men and elders who served under Solomon, my father. I would consult with them. You all heard the request of the people to lighten the yoke of taxes and forced labor. Well, what say you? How should I answer the people?
We have considered the matter very carefully, Your Majesty. If thou wish indeed to serve them as their king, then speak good words to them. Reduce their taxes, lighten their burdens, and they will serve you forever.
Thank you. You may be excused.
Yes.
Scribe, I want you to bring before me all the young men of my court, especially the ones I've been brought up with, and that have a young viewpoint in matters of state. You are young men. So am I. The older generation is out of step, out of date. What say you about the request of Israel to lighten their tax and lessen their yoke of allegiance to the crown?
O king, thou art ruler, thy word is law. Make them understand from the beginning that you will tolerate no interference with your personal wishes.
I am king, am I not?
You are supreme, my lord.
Your advice is good.
The 3 days are up, O king. We are gathered for your answer.
You say that Solomon, my father, placed a heavy burden of taxes upon you so that he could live in ease and luxury. These things are true. But know this, Israel. My father did make your yoke heavy. I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips. I will chastise you with scorpions.
Silence! Silence! People of the northern 10 tribes, I wish to remind you that there has long been enmity and strife between the tribes of the north and the tribes of Judah and Benjamin. I see no alternative than to separate the north from the south. We of the northern tribes will go our own way, have our own king independent of the south. Therefore, people of the northern tribes, go to your home and choose you a king. As for you, Rehoboam, son of Solomon, we will have no part in your house. Go your way. Rule your own tribes.
By the end of his life, King Solomon must have been so distant from his subjects and their problems that he failed to see that he was causing them harm and unrest. The rebellion of some of the people he usually received tribute money from should have alerted him that he was getting off course as a king and leader. God gives authority to kings and leaders so that they may serve others, not themselves. Where can good advice be found? Rehoboam should have gone to God to ask him what he should do, but instead he went to his father's counselors and they told him how to respond. When this wasn't the advice he wanted to hear, Rehoboam sought advice from his peers and those whom he'd grown up with. No doubt Rehoboam's peers would have belonged to court official families who were not representatives from the lower classes of people in Israel. Why did Rehoboam listen to his peers' advice and no one else's? The Lord had hardened Rehoboam's heart so that God's prophecy through Ahijah and his purpose for anointing Jeroboam as king in 1 Kings chapter 11 would be fulfilled. Rehoboam's arrogant response to the proposal was that the smallest measures he would adopt in ruling the common people would be harsher than what his father's largest measures had been over them. For example, Solomon had used ordinary whips to punish them, but now Rehoboam would use metal-tipped whips. The angry northern tribes rejected Rehoboam as their king, and they refused to anoint him as their king over them. Instead, the 10 northern tribes announced that they would no longer remain in the kingdom of David, but rather establish their own kingdom in the north. They would be known as Israel, while Judah in the south would remain separate to them and ruled by Rehoboam. Rehoboam wasn't very impressed by this resistance and commanded his man in charge of forced labor to conscript the rebellious Israelites into his workforce anyway. But the people rose up and they stoned Rehoboam's man to death. They might as well have done the same to Rehoboam if he hadn't quickly escaped back to Jerusalem in his chariot. In 2 Chronicles chapter 11, Rehoboam arrived back in Jerusalem to call together his trained army of 180,000 men to go into war against the northern kingdom of Israel. However, God sent a prophet to tell Rehoboam that he was not to go to war against his fellow Israelites, and so the prophet sent the soldiers home in obedience to God's word. Meanwhile, in the new northern kingdom of Israel, Jeroboam was now king and he fortified the city of Shechem as his headquarters. Yet he felt insecure. He worried that the Israelites would turn back to Rehoboam when they visited Jerusalem for their annual festivals. Jeroboam evidently didn't believe the prophet Ahijah's promise to him that if he walked in God's ways, Jeroboam and his descendants would have an enduring dynasty in Israel. Jeroboam should have known that it is God who raises up kings and takes other kings down. Because God was displeased with the first king of Israel, Saul, God removed his dynasty. Jeroboam wasn't from a royal family, yet for him to continue on as king of the northern tribes, it depended on him remaining true to God. However, instead of trusting God's word, Jeroboam asked for advice about this risk of losing people when they travelled back to Jerusalem to worship God. Jeroboam knew that if the northern tribes again joined with Judah in the south, he would be killed as a rebel. Jeroboam decided to set up two centres of worship in his kingdom, one in the extreme north at Dan and one at Bethel in the south, being only 10 miles from Jerusalem. Jeroboam made two calves of gold for these worship centres in complete defiance of God's command not to worship God by means of carved or engraved likeness of anything that is in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the water under the earth. In Exodus chapter 20, God said that the people were not to bow down to any such thing, as God was not represented in such images. Nor could he be contained in that way. As this system of worship was considered by northern Israel as less evil than the worship of Baal, Jeroboam seemed to have provided a new way for the people to worship the invisible, everlasting God of heaven. But in doing this, Jeroboam had turned against the Lord and caused God's people to sin. Jeroboam went on further to do many other things against God's laws. He built shrines for pagan worship in high places and set up a rival feast to compete with God's appointed tabernacles feast in Jerusalem. In his anxiousness not to lose the throne, Jeroboam had cast off the one means that he had for keeping it, obedience to God and his word. In doing so, Jeroboam actively led the people away from God. Sadly, the idolatry of Jeroboam was one reason why the northern tribes were taken into captivity by Assyria 200 years later. Where can Christians get good advice? Sometimes there are mature Christians in church who will tell any inquirer what the scriptures say. In the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17, the Apostle Paul and Silas escaped from angry Thessalonian Jews by night and came to a city called Berea. There the Jewish people accepted what Paul was saying and spent time in the Old Testament scriptures checking out to see if what Paul was saying was true. The sinless Son of God, the Lord Jesus himself, taught God's truth to anyone who would listen to him and accept his words. God's people need to keep reading the Word of God and living by its principles, as the Bible alone has the words of eternal life. People who love wealth talk about finding the riches of Solomon, but Jesus' kingdom isn't based on gold. It's based on Jesus' love and forgiveness, freely available to all who will trust in his death as payment for their sins and his resurrection as inherited life with God for all who Jesus Christ pardons. Will you forsake all your selfish ambitions and plans and make Jesus king of your life? You can't be like Jeroboam, who picked and chose what he would and wouldn't do for God. As a result, he became a big spiritual hindrance to the people that he ruled. The Lord Jesus taught us in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 10, to pray that God's will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. As a result, we should always seek the Lord about what he wants us to do in every situation. The drama is from the Bible in Living Sound. If you'd like to receive a free booklet, then write to this station and ask for it, but be sure to print your name and address. Or you can write to John, Post Office Box 2370, Brookside Centre, Australia 4053. You can also contact us through our website, www.bibleradio.org.au. Those addresses again: John, Box 2370, Brookside Centre, Australia 4053, and the website bibleradio.org.au. We're looking forward to hearing from you. You've been listening to Bible Adventures, and I hope you'll join me again next time.